episode 415, what if you had one more day?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet sisters. How are you? I am thrilled that you are here. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. Come on in. Take a load off. You know, it's time to just really settle in for the day. It's time to focus on you, what you want out of your life. What are your dreams? It's time to renew them. You can actually bring them back to life and refresh them. I know there are days that we just don't feel that way, but there are also those days that we're like, yes, I can do this. And we want more of those days than the other days. And guess what? What if you had just one more day? Yes, today is February 29th of 2016. It is a leap year. Can you believe it? Yes, and that's what we're going to talk about today. What if you did have one more day? What would you do with it? What would you do with those extra 24 hours? If you're brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to the family. I'm glad you found us. I want to be the first to tell you how excited and thrilled I am to have you a part of the family. It is a bunch of fun. I mean, we do. We do life together. We laugh. We cry. We just have fun together. And I think when you begin to enjoy life, knowing that there's always something greater than where you are right now, that gives you kind of the hope, that ray of sunshine of, yes, I can do this. I can get to the next step. I know where I'm going. So welcome aboard. Glad to have you. All right. Now, we got to get going on this because, come on, it's an extra day. Who would have thought we would have had an extra day? So not only do we have not just 365 days this year, we have 366 days this year. What if you had one more day? What would you do with that time? That's 24 hours. Think about it. You always complain about what? I don't have enough time. There's not enough hours in the day. And guess what? Because of the way the calendar year works and how everything shifts, and to keep everything in line with the seasonal calendar, the astrological calendar, they have to add a day in extra. Kind of sounds strange, I know, but it's so our day and nighttime remains the same. The shift, and we don't think about certain things shifting. Now, I am nowhere an expert on this. No, I'm not. But it is fascinating. And I did Google it because I thought, wow, what about a leap year? What does it give us? Well, ultimately, yes, it gives us that extra day, that extra 24 hours. And for some of us, well, wow, if you were to break it down, I mean, even just taking an extra hour, what could you do with that? Now, yes, it's an extra day that you're looking at. You're like, yeah, but it's just another Monday. What am I going to do with this Monday? Now, for here, you know, it's a Monday. Now, granted, when you're in another country, the calendars are slightly different. I understand that because some of you are, you know, a whole time zone ahead. Some of you are behind. So it just depends on where you're located. But as a whole, you're between Monday and Tuesday of 2016, February 29th. How cool is that? And you've got 24 hours. So what would you do? You have those bonus 24 hours. It's like having bonus money. You know, all of a sudden in your bank account, it's like, ooh, I have bonus money. I didn't expect this. Now what to do with it? What can you do with it? You always say you're too busy. You always say there's not enough time. But how can you spend this one more day wisely? You're given this extra day. Yeah, and some may say, well, it's not really an extra day because, well, I'm doing the same thing. I'm going to work. I'm taking care of the kids. Yes, but it's our perspective. Take a step back and look at it from, yeah, this is bonus time. There are different ways you can use time. And it's really a choice of how we go about it. You choose when you get up in the morning. There is no one standing most of the time. I mean, yes, maybe sometimes even your children you think are, you know, the ones that are pounding you on the head going, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. But ultimately, you have the choice as to when you get out of bed. You have the choice of when you go to sleep. You have the choice of when you eat, when you lay down, when you, you know, fix dinner, when you clean your house. Oh my goodness, let's not even go there. You have time as to, and your choice as to when you're going to work. Now, most of us have to be there at a certain time, but you chose to accept that position, correct? If you are an entrepreneur, a mompreneur, and you're staying at home, you set your own office hours. You have a choice. What if you had one more day? Well, you know you do because it's a leap year and it's today. But that doesn't mean that all these hours have to add up right now during this day, because some of you are already like, well, I'm in the middle of my day. How do I change it? Well, maybe you can't. But the thing is, over the next few months, you have an extra 24 hours in front of you. How are you going to use that? Are you going to use it to learn more for your business? Are you going to use it to study more, to finish that dissertation and get done what you want to get done? Are you going to sit here and spend it on watching commercials and your favorite TV show? Yeah, I know a lot of us probably would fall into that one. Why? Because we don't have to give it much thought. When we think about if we only had and we're given one more day, those 24 hours, what would we do with it? Some of us would say, I am just so tired, I would sleep. Would you really want to sleep an extra 24 hours? Now, that doesn't mean you're going to sleep those 24 hours straight. But think about how you could really, 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 really utilize that. I mean, that's like an extra, well, if you were to span it over the entire 12 months in the year, it's an extra 2 hours a month. Yes. That's kind of cool. How would your life change if you focused an extra 2 hours on something that would impact your life? What would it look like? Go there right now with me. Think about it. Let's say one of your goals was to start a business. And you're like, yes, I want a blog. A lot of people out there want to start a blog. Some of them want to monetize, but a lot of people, they just want to write. And that is fantastic. I love that. I love the writing aspect of it. Now, you know, here we kind of vlog every day, but it's not video and it's not a blog, but it's an audio. So what do you call that? An ologlog? An ologlog? I don't know what you call it. But it's awesome to write. And so maybe you've been thinking, oh yeah, I want to do that. I feel like that's something I need to do. What if you took those 24 hours, that extra day that you had, 2 hours a month? Now, granted, we're already past 2 months, right? So you got a bonus 2 hours you got to add somewhere. So if you took those 2 hours, what would your business be like by the end of December of 2016? How many blogs would you have written by then? Seriously, imagine that. Visualize it. It doesn't seem like a lot, but what if you had one more day? How would you spend it? What matters to you in your life? Maybe the easier question is, what would you not want to spend it on? Having those extra 24 hours, because you do. You've been given them. Whether you want them or not, you have them. So how do you want to spend them? And more importantly, how do you not want to spend them? We talked about watching the commercials in your favorite TV shows. A lot of us, it's easy to do. I'm guilty too. A lot of times we spend our evenings together and we have certain days that we come together. And yes, it's our family time. So it's not just about the TV show. But we have our family TV time and we all come together and we're either in the family room or we all, you know, huddle up into mom and dad's room and we get on our big king bed and we sit there and we watch them together and we talk about it, whatever we're watching. Some of them are reality shows. Some are just kind of crazy shows, mysterious, you know, mystery shows, murder mystery shows. Whatever we're doing, obviously they're age appropriate for our children. And the conversations, and we have some that with the older kids we watch and some with the younger kids that we watch. But we spend time together. But is that how you want to spend those extra 24 hours? Maybe not. Do you want to spend it cleaning your house? Maybe you need to. Maybe you're going to sell your house this summer. And that extra 24 hours would be very well spent. We don't look at an extra day as a bonus, but it's a bonus. This episode is like a bonus episode. I should have called it that because it's not part of our everyday. This is an extra day. This is like, woohoo, you get me for an extra day. Maybe you don't want to have me for an extra day, and that's okay too. But when you look at things differently, your perspective shifts. And that's what's important in life. When you want to make impact in your life, I'm pushing ahead, creating transformation. When you want to impact, you've got to be willing to leap into greatness. And that's your kiss for today. You got to leap into greatness. What if you had one more day? Would you leap into greatness? Would you do it? Because that's what you need to do. You've got those 24 hours, and this is how you're going to do it. Number one, don't be afraid to make changes. Why? Because change is a constant. Change is a constant. So why are you afraid of it? Does the weather change every day? Yes. Not every single day is the weather exactly the same. There is some part about the weather that's different, whether it's the wind, whether it's, you know, how fast or if it's even blowing, how bright the sun is, are there clouds, is there rain, is there precipitation? There's so many factors. Not one day in every single year will you have exactly the same weather. Don't be afraid to make changes because change is a constant. Number two, choose one thing to focus your greatness on. One thing. We talked about lots of different things, from starting your business to spending time with your family, to maybe cleaning your house. I don't know that I would pick that one as a first one, but it has to be the one thing to focus your greatness on. What do you want to accomplish? What do you need for 2016? What do you need this year right now to leap into greatness? Choose one. That's it. Because you've got an extra 24 hours to focus with. And you can divide that however you want in the remaining months to come. But it's bonus time. And we got to look at it that way. Because then it's like, oh, yes, we don't want to lose that. Because then what happens when the end of the year comes around and we're waiting for the countdown to midnight and you look back, are you going to say, I leaped into greatness? Are you going to say, wow, what an awesome leap year that was? Going to go down in history for me. Just one thing. Choose one thing to focus your greatness on. Number three, visualize finishing strong. A lot of us fall short of what we want to do because we don't see ourselves getting there. We have the goal in mind, but we never see really the end. We never see us ending up there. We never see us crossing that finish line. You need to visualize finishing strong. Being there, seeing your dream come true. Yeah, so maybe you have a few hiccups along the way. That's bound to happen. It's called life. That's our favorite four-letter word, isn't it? Life, L-I-F-E. But when life happens, we just what? We keep going. Leap into greatness. And finally, number four, be bold, be confident, just do it. Just do it. Don't hold back, because then this bonus leap year of 24 hours that you have been given will be for nothing. And no, it's not just another day on the calendar. It's not just another 24 hours in your schedule. It's not just because you're busy. It's not just because I've got too much to do and there's not enough time in the day to do it. Be bold, be confident, just leap into greatness. Don't hesitate, because you were created for so much more. You were made for a purpose, on purpose. So go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Happy leap year. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.